man? What's here? What country? Were you born here? Were you born here, man? What country were you born in?
Okay, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on, I don't care who you voted for, there is no reality in which America should represent masked men walking up to a young woman asking, what country were you born in? I mean, let's go through the transcript. They immediately walk up and say, are you from here? And then she says, yes, I'm from here. And he says, where's here? Where's here? He says, what country? Were you born here? Were you born here, ma'am? And then they go up and they harass her and quite literally block the path that she's walking in. This is some terrifying stuff, and this is happening all across the country. What about this? A heart-wrenching photo by Carol Guzzi of a family's devastation after their husband/father were dragged away by ICE agents. And this security guard was simultaneously moved to tears by their anguish. Is this who we really are as a people now? Just look at this photo. Even the security guard on site was crying because this daughter and mother just had the father taken away. And I did more research on this story. There were no criminal charges against the father, according to the reporters. The father didn't do anything. He was in the process of getting his citizenship, going through all of the legal hoops. It takes like sometimes 5 years. It takes a while. You got to do a lot of paperwork and all of this. And they snagged him. And now the mother and the daughter are crying. This security guard is also moved to tears. We have another story. Quote, a man ran to the Broadview ICE facility today searching for his ICE. This one actually happened close by, kind of near my Chicago studio, because it happened in Broadview. You know, before we even dig into this, I want to zoom out a little bit because I do not want to live in America. I'm obviously a young dude, and listen, everybody in America, no matter your age or your race or your gender, everybody has a vested interest in America being equal, being a good country where opportunity is allowed. But as a young dude, I don't want to see my country over the next few decades devolve into something where masked men, like in this video right here, masked men are walking around confronting people. This is some weird, weird stuff. And there are many such cases. There are dozens of videos of masked men walking around, hopping out of cars, grabbing people, harassing people. When Donald Trump was on the campaign trail, he promised that he would do mass deportations. He promised he would deport every single person who was here illegally. But then he would also make the claim that he was only going to go after the criminals, only go after people who were committing violent crimes. So many people didn't understand what it would look like when ICE is funded to this extent. Like, watch this video.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? What's up with you? What's up, man? What's up with me? I don't know what they on with me, bro. I got cameras. I got cameras, y'all tweaking. You got the right to what? Y'all got the right to what? I got cameras.
I mean, dude, if you read more about the story, this guy was a citizen and he was being chased down by some random redneck, and also chased down by a guy. There was a frame out here, a guy in a mask. They're all surrounding him. They are encircling him. That is some crazy stuff. Nearby me, in Chicago, at the Broadview ICE Detention Center, quote, a man ran to the Broadview ICE facility today, searching for his wife of 5 years. They were following the legal process, showing up for her court case, when ICE took her to another room and disappeared her. He tracked her phone to Broadview, where the signal cut off. Police told him to look up her name online. He sat in the parking lot weeping, confused, with no answers. People are confused. Listen, if you wanted to surgically target violent criminal gangs who are here illegally, like Donald Trump claims. Like, he's always ranting and raving about violent gangs, but you're not going after violent gangs. You're going after people's wives. You're going after people's fathers. When you're going and showing up at a farm, those aren't gangs at farms. Those are farm workers. When you're showing up at a courthouse, those aren't gangs at the courthouse. Those are people following the proper processes. I think that the people watching this channel, all of us, would have way less of a problem if they were actually targeting gangs. So this is the problem. This is not America. Obviously, the lack of due process, which is a constitutional foundation of America, is just fundamentally un-American. But even beyond that, the idea that people who are coming here for a better life, producing net revenue for the economy, I mean, if you want to take a purely economic lens, immigrants, especially illegal immigrants, raise more revenue for the government than they spend, because illegal immigrants necessarily cannot be on Medicare or any sort of welfare programs like Medicaid. So when you can't be on Medicaid, you can't take in any welfare, you are only just being taxed. You are giving money to the government. Now, obviously, people should try to come here legally. We should have streamlined processes so it doesn't take 7 to 8 years. But when it does take 7 to 8 years, people are forced to do it in other ways. People are forced to claim asylum or, you know, abuse the system in certain ways. And it's not ideal, but we need to fix the foundational system rather than demonizing every single immigrant. Donald Trump's entire strategy over the past decade has been to use the word immigrant or alien, or illegal, and always connect it to rape, drugs, and crime. Like, that's what he says. Every single time he tries to connect those two things, he tries to create this constant mental link between those two things in the minds of the average American so that they become increasingly apathetic as they see videos of ICE raids. This is all theater for Trump. This is not creating a measurable effect on anything in America. Like, Trump will simultaneously claim that immigrants are stealing all of our jobs, but then after they deport 2 million people, apparently, unemployment still goes up. I want you to look at unemployment over the past year. Now, this is specifically unemployment for Black Americans. Then we'll go to broad unemployment. But unemployment for Black Americans was at 5.7%. It was rather low. And then around May, it begins to skyrocket. Now, they stopped releasing numbers for unemployment, so we're actually in the dark on a lot of this. But unemployment for young Americans is also skyrocketing, which is an early indicator of a weakening job market. Young Americans tend to get laid off first. Black American unemployment going up is also an early indicator of a weakening job market. Overall, unemployment is just skyrocketing. It's going up. It is now up to 4.4% from a solid 4.1%. It is not a good overall trend. So just to bring it back, if deporting people en masse created more jobs, why is unemployment among American citizens going up? Why is unemployment among vulnerable youth populations going up? This is the battle that we're fighting. On a daily basis, we have Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller, Elon Musk, even the Department of Homeland Security official Twitter account out there demonizing every single immigrant, but that is incongruent with the reality that most Americans face. Most Americans know immigrants, some legal, some illegal, in their daily lives that contribute to their communities. So when the Department of Homeland Security and Trump himself say that housing is caused by immigrants, every problem in America, like schooling, healthcare, all caused by immigrants, they are trying to find a scapegoat. They are trying to distract. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.